Shada said.
He was a human thing, an animal without the connection to magic of dragons, without the transformation of the perfected, or even the lesser. His loss means nothing, save that you are free from one more chain binding you to that old life. You are mine, not theirs.
Once again, Nera felt that thread of fierce, possessive jealousy coming from the Dragon Queen, so that anything that wasn't hers had to be destroyed. Nera was hers, and so she could not have a family, could not mention the dragon she had found as a hatchling.
Do not think of that one.
Could not even have her thoughts to herself. Shadow's wings powered her on over the countryside, and all Nera could do was cling to her back, her grief pushed down inside her, waiting for whatever her queen would decide she had to do next. Nera pushed against that presence, but it was too great. A stair came into view on the horizon. The city that had held the great library of the House of Scholars was changed now beyond recognition. The outer city that had once stood there to hold those visiting its more ancient heart was largely gone, either burned or simply torn down by the dragons who had descended on it. The inner city remained, constructed from strange obsidian buildings built according to some geometry that had made sense only to the scholars. They formed squares, spires and domes that had once been part of a greater pattern. Now they stood largely empty. Dragons were using those buildings for perches, some curled up like cats on the sunniest parts so that they could bask, others rearing with wings spread. Here and there gouts of flame or frost or lightning shot into the sky, in displays of power and magical control. A kaleidoscope of different coloured dragons covered the rooftops, or flew above them in elegant, swooping displays. A green dragon flew low beneath Shadow as they approached, and a golden one flew past with a horse in its jaws, reminding Nera uncomfortably of those Shadow had brought down in the ambush of her brother. Around the dragons the perfected moved and fussed, bringing them what they required, following their orders, the humanoid lizard folk's scales shimmering as they went. The greater mass of the lesser surrounded the city, ebbing and flowing like a tide, their animal screams and roars, a cacophony without cease, controlled only by those of the perfected who moved among them to command them. Some still sat on barges out beyond Astaire, a whole navy of them waiting to pour out across the kingdom. Nera knew that there were former friends of hers down there, people from the Isle of Tears, those who had suffered from the dragon sickness and had been transformed.